Do you feel as if life has gotten so off track that you could never bring it back on course? There's hope for you. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland as they share how to fulfill the plan God has just for you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Let's pray. We'll believe
thank
God
you,
together
Lord.
And get right into our Bible lesson. Father, we praise you and thank
yes,
you today with
do.
All of our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus.
We open our hearts and minds to you by your Holy Spirit to receive revelation from heaven. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for it. We receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday, Gloria, it struck me really, really with an impact in yesterday's broadcast about God saying what he said to Abram. Here he was. This is a man by this time he didn't have a Bible he could turn to. None of it had been written.
No.
There was no covenant with God of the kind that God was about to make with Abraham. However, there was a covenant with God in the ninth chapter of Genesis. After the flood, God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Resupply it. The blessing that God spoke unto Adam and put on him and crowned him with the authority and the plan to continue the Garden of Eden until it covered the whole earth.
That's right.
Well, any natural thing, as it wears, needs to be replenished. God didn't intend for anything to wear out, break, and die. He created everything to continue forever. Now, Adam was not immortal. He was not glorified. He was eternal. The human body has all the traces of being eternal because every human cell is reproduced, every 7 to 11 years, 12, 15 years from now, your body, my body, anybody's body, will have a total new set of cells, billions and billions and billions of cells, all be new ones. But they're flawed. There's aging happening in them. That came from sin. Now, men are trying to save the planet, and they can't save it. Mm-hmm. It was the blessing that was to replenish it. Man and his ingenuity can't do nothing but tear it up. It's his ingenuity that's tearing it up in the first place. But it's not in God's plan for man to ever destroy this planet. He comes to destroy it, he'd do it himself. And there's only one plan to do that. He'll never allow it to be flooded again. There is coming a fire flood. This planet as we know it today, it ain't gonna last throughout eternity. It was supposed to have been replenished, resupplied all the time, fixed as it wears. But over the centuries, sin has broken it in so many different ways, it's gonna have to be replaced. Now, that was God's plan in the beginning. And then he redid it with Noah, and he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Now, that is Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth. That's where the blessing was. So, as they entered into their plan of God and the future plans, Ham and Japheth did the same thing Adam did. They got off of God's plan and got on their own. And they over a period of time, they found them a plane that was eventually called Babylon, and they started making their own plans, their own kind of government. They got out their Instead of using stones, they started making bricks and all of this. God didn't know what he's talking about. And Nimrod convinced them all, and I'm smarter than all of you put together, and I'll make all the decisions. And in doing so, he created and caused the first war. Now, God had a plan for Abram. And the plan for Abram set the plan for you and me, because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us, the Ham and the Japheths and Shem, through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promises of Abraham.
Boy, that's big.
What are the promises of Abraham? That's God's plan to get that blessing back on the road that he planned for you before the foundation of the world.
That's right.
The anointing to stop that curse and the power to prosper you in Christ Jesus, not just financially. Financially is the lowest part of the thing. To get you born again, get you filled with the leader himself, the Holy Ghost, the Creator himself, and to bring you in good health and make you strong, praise God, and a blessing, same plan, he don't ever change, that you become a blessing, not just receive a blessing. Now
that blessing comes out of heaven to the earth. So what goes on down here in the earth, a recession, a depression, hard times, whatever?
That can't
stand against the plan that
comes out of heaven.
If we'll follow God.
And it didn't come from God. Well, I believe God bringing that to... Well, you're just wrong, that's all.
Blessing
he didn't bring the bad economy. He didn't bring the curse. He didn't bring any of this.
That's right.
You can chalk that up to the devil and Adam. But God redeemed Adam through covenant.
Praise God.
Now, he made a blood covenant then with Abram, called him Abraham. Why? To get to us, to give us that plan, to give us his faith, Abraham's faith, so that it can be by grace and that the eternal good plan of God, as we saw yesterday.
Amen.
That's laid out for every born person in this earth, every person that was ever in sin, that was made alive by grace, by faith, the gift of God, is for every one of us. He has a preordained plan.
Hallelujah.
That's beyond anything you and I could ever dream. I had the Lord say that to me one day. He said, Kenneth, I made you rich beyond your wildest dream before the earth was ever created. And he said, I did it for everybody. First chapter of Ephesians says you did. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings and heavenly pleasures. And he said, if you'll follow me, I have a road to your wealthy place. Health beyond your imagination. Love beyond your imagination. Goodness beyond your imagination. Everything. I'm supposed to prosper. I'm supposed to be in health.
Yes,
I'm supposed to prosper financially. My needs are supplied by Christ Jesus. Wow. According to his riches in glory. Oh, not according to the beggarly elements of the world. So once you settle this, there is a plan for me. And that it's not just for somebody else, but we have a plan. And I'm going to seek that plan. Now,
let me see if I can get this thought out. If you'll hold that one. Is it possible for you to be for somebody to be in lack and be broke when the economy's good?
It is.
It is. Because
sure
we've been there before.
Yeah.
It is. So just turn that around. It's possible for you to be in abundance
when
the
economy's
not
bad.
Good.
That's a good thought. That's reality.
That's right.
When you look at it through the eyes of God, not through the eyes of the world, because the world thinks if the government can't help me, I can't be helped. Well, what you have is more powerful than the government.
The blessing works, and regardless of what's going on in the natural realm.
How do you find that plan? You remember he told Abraham, he said, I'll show you where the land is, and I'll lead you to it. Jesus said the Holy Ghost, when he comes, will lead you into all truth. Let's read that, 16th chapter of John. Because you need to take your stand on this and never say again that, well, you just never know what God has in store. Don't ever say that. Well, you know, Brother Copeland, you just never know. That is right out of hell. I do know. I know things that I don't know I know yet because the Holy Ghost is in me. There are things in my spirit that as I pray and seek God and I'm quiet before Him and I walk in love, those things begin to be revealed to my mind. The things that are already in my spirit finally get to my mind, I can walk them out.
That's right.
But look what Jesus said, Gloria. The 13th verse. When the Spirit of truth has come, He will. Say it out loud. He will.
He will.
He will what? He will guide you into all truth. Well, but now, yes, Sister Copeland, but he was just talking to the 12 disciples there. Let's settle that forever.
Okay.
Look in the next chapter. Now he's praying for in the same place, at the same time, talking to the same people, right?
Right.
Now he's praying for those people in verse 20, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word, that they may all be one. So he's praying for you, he's praying for me, he's praying for all men for all time that believe on him.
Amen.
Through the word of God.
That's right.
Now,
that would be me.
Yeah. He will guide you into all truth. Well, is His plan truth?
Absolutely.
Sure.
It's the truth.
He will guide you into all truth, for He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. Now, the Holy Ghost doesn't have a hearing problem. It's me that has the problem hearing Him.
He doesn't have a speaking problem.
No, He doesn't. The hearing part, that if there's a problem, it's on my part. Now, and it's not your fault that I can't hear it. You can't blame this on somebody else. By my words am I justified, and by my words am I condemned. All right, now listen really, really carefully here. Listen, this is, boy, I'm telling you, this is important. He said, whatever he hears, he will speak it. Now, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. He's the one that planned the plan. It's for me, not against me.
Amen.
Don't you think His being responsible as my Lord and my Savior, He's responsible for my future? He's responsible for this plan? Without Him, I ain't got a clue how to get in it or get out of it. I wouldn't know gold from dirt if it wasn't for Him.
Yeah, that's right.
So He's speaking. The Holy Ghost is hearing. The Holy Ghost is relaying it to my spirit. But I'm planning on the government. I'm planning on this party and that party. I'm planning on the president. I'm planning on everything except what I ought to be planning on. Well, you just never know what God has planned. Well, now, wait a minute. He just said you would know. But you're going to have to listen.
All truth.
How? By faith. So you begin like this. Lord, I open my ears. I release my faith.
Yes.
You said it.
That's right.
You're my Lord and Savior. The Holy Ghost is here to help me and to lead me and guide me. I open my ears. Teach me to hear, Lord.
That's right.
Teach me your word. I see from your word I'm supposed to prosper. I'm not supposed to be in debt. I'm supposed to be healed. I'm not supposed to be sick. You didn't come and bear my sickness and disease so I could then bear it later to teach me something. No, He said He'd teach me. Now, notice this. He will show you things to come. He will glorify me. He will receive of mine and show it unto you. What did He say He might do it?
No, he said he will.
Did he say he could do it? No, he said he would. I will. Then it's his will for me to know.
That's right.
That settled his will. Now, faith begins where the will of God is known, right?
That's right.
So now listen to this. Oh, Gloria, you can't mentally believe this. It's beyond mental belief. Listen to this. All things that the Father has are mine. How many things?
All things.
All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I. Now, he's already said this once. He's about to say it again. And out of his mouth come two witnesses. He will take of mine and show it unto you. There's no plan that God has. All that he has belongs to Jesus. And Jesus said he'll take all that's mine and show it unto you. There's nothing he won't show you about your plan and your future.
That's right. Amen.
Nothing.
Boy, count on it. Thank you, Jesus.
But now you're going to have to stand firmly on this, because I'm telling you, religion, family, government, they'll all stand up against you on this right here. Brother Robert said to me one day, I was driving the car, and we're just driving along. It's very quiet. He's reading. Kenneth, I said, sir, people will always tell you you can't do it. Now, listen to what he said. You and I grabbed a hold of this 43 years ago. Do these three things and you'll always succeed. Number one, find out the will of God.
Amen.
Isn't that the plan of God?
Yeah.
Find it out. See, that's when
that's
when you ask your questions before God. You don't go ask other people what God's plan is for you.
That's right.
All you'll get is their plan.
Now,
I'm not talking about them even being trying to help you, but they'll see it through their eyes and their grace. Mm-hmm. You don't need that. You need to begin here.
That's right.
Now, he may send you to somebody. That's a different thing. But now, once you've got it, yep, that's God's will for me. Is it God's will for us to go on radio? Ain't got a dime. Have a clue how to go on the radio. Made our first radio broadcast in a broom closet with egg crates tacked on the wall to keep it from making any noise in there. But once you know, now listen to what Brother Robert said. Number one, find out the will of God. Number two, confer no longer with flesh and blood. Don't ask anybody you can or you can't. Number three, get your job done
at
all costs.
Amen.
That includes your life.
Yeah, that's right. You'll receive.
That's powerful.
Isn't it? Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Now, we were going along
Glory to God.
We were going along there, and I knew in my spirit I had missed God somewhere. I'm talking about, without going back and figuring it up, I'd say we're along somewhere about 15, 16, 17 years in the ministry. Boy, I got disturbed in my spirit. I knew it wasn't the devil. And when it first came at me, I thought, oh, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And then I realized when I said that, whoa, what's doing this? This is not a physical or a natural disturbance. And if you spend any time praying in the Spirit and so forth, you'll learn to determine the difference between the two. If you don't ask God, he'll show you the difference between the two. It's what he did for us. And I got worried about it. It got on my mind. I don't want to miss God. Oh, God, I don't want to be out of your will. Oh, where did I miss it? Oh, God, how did I miss it? What did I do wrong? Oh, did I do this wrong? Oh, God, am I in the wrong place? Oh, Lord. And it was weighing on me. It got worse. It began to affect me physically. I was troubled over it. Finally, I mean, this went on for several weeks, and I was disturbed over it. Finally, I said, God, help me. Help me with this. And I thought, this wasn't the first time I ever did this. And I thought, shut up and listen. Right in here, I heard it. not audibly, good, forget this. It'll come as a knowing, and it's a knowing that you just know you know because you know what you know. It's beyond any kind of a hunch. It's, how do I know, but you'll know. Don't even question that, how you gonna know, you'll know. It comes as a conviction. But in this case, it came, I heard it. I said, Kenna, do you believe I could take you from where you are right now, right back into my perfect will? Now, see, I hadn't stopped to think about that. I said out loud, I said, oh, yes, Lord, of course I believe that. And when I said that, peace settled on me. I hadn't been peaceful about it, and I got out of the rest of God, and that's really where you get in trouble.
Watch for that. Don't do that.
He reminded me of this scripture right there. I said, yes, sir, I believe that. What's your plan? How do I get back over in there? I was thinking he's going to say, well, now you're going to have to stop that, and you're going to have to quit this, and you have to leave here and go over there. And about it. But you know, he wasn't that complicated about it. He said, you just start saying, every time you think about missing my voice and my guidance, he said, every time you think about it, you say, thank you, Jesus, your will be done in my life as it is in heaven. He says, you just say that, believe it, and go on about what you're doing.
Stay connected.
Now, how hard is that? Anybody can do that. Your will be done. Your plan be done.
Yeah, amen.
Now, I began to say that, and the trouble lifted. I got peaceful in my spirit. He didn't just yank me up and slam me back over in there. He's got a way of working these things out. He is really and truly smarter than all of us put together.
Absolutely.
He's already got the plan.
Yeah.
You got an off-course problem here. You were on this course and you flew off out here like this. And the longer you stayed on it, the farther you got away. But then you just, the Spirit of God just changes your heading. You fly right back on that course or from there to your destination without having to come back on here.
Took a little detour.
Just relax and say, your will be done. I knew that I preached some meetings in there that I wasn't even supposed to be there. But he gave me credit for it because I turned it over to him and I kept my word and I preached there and he blessed it and we went right on and just kept going and he just worked it right back into his will. I really learned some important
stuff. When I was taking my check ride for the private pilot, I was supposed to be landing at Meacham. I didn't have a clue where that airport was. Not a clue. And I didn't, you know, I was kind of didn't know what to do. So the guy, the examiner just sort of did this. I looked over there and he wasn't pointing it out to me. He just said something and he did that. And I looked over there and there was airport.
If I remember right, you were looking at an Air Force base right close
there. Oh, yeah, I was
there.
Looking at Carsville instead of Meacham.
And
that's
you looked over
doing.
There and there was Meacham. And
I was going to Carsville, which you couldn't do, of course. It's a military base.
But now see how the Lord was responsible
Boy,
for
I got
that
right
because
on track.
We had prayed over that check ride.
That's right.
And God was responsible. He saw to it that you got directed where you were going, and he'll do it.
He did. He was faithful.
Over, and we're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come home to the Homecoming 2010 30th Annual Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas, August 2nd through 7th. Immerse yourself in the Word with teachings from Kenneth Copeland, Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar. Friday morning, join Kenneth Copeland for a partner meeting. Saturday morning, Gloria Copeland teaches Healing School. 1440 Student Ministries is available for ages 13 through 18, and the Super Kid Academy will be in session for kids ages 6 through 12. It's all free August 2nd through 7th in Fort Worth, Texas. God loves you. He is interested in you and is committed to helping you build rewarding relationships and lasting connections that make your life fulfilling. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have put together a 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. This simple, practical, devotional resource will help you develop, improve, and maximize all the relationships in your life, from marriage and family to friendships and workplace connections. The CD and DVD teachings, interactive devotional questions, and action plan will help you know that you're loved and accepted by God. You'll discover how to cultivate and experience relationships with others that are encouraging, satisfying, and lasting. In less than 2 weeks, you'll find yourself enjoying your relationships more. It's all part of your personal 10-day spiritual action plan for building relationships that last. Order our newest Lifeline kit, Building Relationships That Last, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, available now for just $19.99. Start building strong, rewarding, godly relationships with this 10-day spiritual action plan. For a product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Building Relationships That Last Lifeline kit online at kcm.org. To order by phone, call our toll-free number, or you can write to us. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
In 43 and a half years of ministry, I have never gotten the clear plan of God while I was sitting around worried about it. Not once. But I did learn this 43 years ago, that if I go get in a meeting, if I go get in a word project and I get myself, that's the reason we have products like this, is to help you do this. This is a 10-day spiritual action plan. If you'll set aside that 10 days or set aside half of it or something, commit something to the Word, and you get into the Word and you, there it is. You go get yourself, just go get yourself in a meeting that's somewhere, right, and don't even let them call you from home. And you get in there, and right in the middle of the thing, you begin to see, we're supposed to go over here, and we're supposed to do this. If you're wrapped up out there in all of that world's turmoil, you just don't see it that good. That's the reason we present these products and so forth to you. Now, that's what God told us years ago. 30 years ago in this meeting in Fort Worth, the Southwest Believers Convention, and this year's the Great Homecoming Meeting, hallelujah, August 2nd through the 7th.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Is come in there and get immersed for 6 days. You'll come out of there knowing more about the plan of God than you can in 6 years some other way.
It's the truth.
Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase today's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or for a copy of today's product, go to our website at kcm.org. You'll find an extensive resource of faith-based teaching to help you find the answers you're looking for. Have faith in God and walk in the blessing today.